You're listening to the News Hour here on Premier Christian Radio. We were talking about the 13 Coptic Christians kidnapped in Libya and their release. We were trying to get through to a bishop. And Marcus, we've got breaking news on that one.
Yeah, that's right. We were hoping to speak to Bishop Angelos. We couldn't get through, but delighted to say he joins us on the line now. A very good afternoon to you, Bishop Angelos.
Good afternoon, Marcus.
We're talking about the situation in Libya and some positive news coming out of Libya that these 13 Coptic Christians kidnapped in the country have been freed. But I know you've got some wider concerns over the issue of persecution in that country.
Well, yes, thank God. We've heard they have been released. It's quite sad that they were abducted in the first place, and actually one family was killed just last week, including a young daughter. So we're very thankful for the blessings of having them released, but we're also quite concerned that there seems to be, as I said in my statement yesterday, there seems to be quite a targeted and intentional persecution of Coptic Christians. I'm not quite sure why or what seems to have started it, but it's been escalating over the past few months, and in particular over the past couple of weeks.
I know you're trying to get a meeting with the Libyan ambassador to Great Britain. What are you hoping to tell him?
Well, just to share with him what I shared with you now, that we are quite concerned. We're hoping that there will be measures in place to safeguard people who are there. We know that the Egyptian government is in current conversations with the Libyan authorities to provide safe passage for Egyptians returning. But we also want to let him know that we are concerned for the people there. And honestly, Marcus, as you know from my involvement in various issues, I would be just as concerned if they were anyone else. But the fact that they are Coptic Christians, we feel the need to speak out.
The country of Libya is one that you know was kind of all over the front pages of the news, on everyone's agenda for a number of years during the kind of Gaddafi regime and then the fall of Gaddafi. Since then, it's kind of gone off the radar a little bit. Is it time that we paid more attention to what's going on in Libya?
I think Libya, as with the rest of the Middle East, we were all very impressed with what people were calling the Arab Spring, and there was quite a lot of hype around there, and there was quite a lot of expectation. And it seems like we seem to have ticked that box and moved on, but actually, those incidents have not brought stability to the area at all. They've actually created more instability, they've created more poverty, more persecution of many people, and they have created more failed states. And so, yes, we need to look at them. We need to continue to monitor situations. I think we all gave ourselves a pat on the back in the West, saying that we have brought democracy to these nations, but we actually presented a model that didn't really suit them at the time, and it wasn't viable, it wasn't maintainable, and it's now resulted in what we see at the moment.
Just finally, before we let you go, I don't know if you've seen the situation in Egypt. So we're hearing that two policemen have been shot dead as they stood guard at a church in the south of Cairo. More attacks on churches in Egypt. And I know this has been an ongoing issue and an ongoing concern for you, Bishop Angelos.
Well, absolutely. I think people have been expecting authorities and our own church have been expecting potential attacks over New Year's Eve and also Christmas Eve tonight. Our hearts go out to the families of these two policemen. I don't know if they're Christian or Muslim, but the fact that they were there fulfilling a responsibility to protect others and were killed in the line of duty is tragic. So we're praying for the whole country tonight, because it won't just affect Christians. It'll affect anyone who's in line of fire, as with these two officers, and also people who will be affected more long-term by any greater instability. We're praying. I'm concerned about the big fuss that's being made in the media about how much the government is doing to protect, and I think maybe that in itself is going to infuriate some of those who want to create unrest, to the extent that they do something just to prove that they can. So I think there needs to be a little of wisdom as to how these things are portrayed. But above all, we need to remember this is a feast. It's the Feast of Nativity. We're commemorating the birth of Christ. There is a lot of hope. There is a lot of light in darkness. People are still getting on with their lives. They're still living their faith proactively on a daily basis. We're very thankful for their example. We owe them a huge debt, and we pray that God keeps them safe, both in Egypt and everywhere else where people are going to be celebrating tonight with their families.
Well, I'm sure many of our listeners will be joining in prayer with you. Bishop Angelos, thank you so much for your time on the News Hour today. Really do appreciate that.
Thank you. Every blessing to you and to your listeners over this new year. And please remember that in the midst of all this darkness, there is a living God who is far greater and far more powerful than all of this. And that's where our hope is.
Amen to that. His Grace Bishop Angelos, General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church here in the United Kingdom, talking about escalating attacks in both Libya and Egypt. One to watch over the next 24 hours or so.